Well, hello everyone, Kenji here, as always, in the beautiful red rocks of the desert. Okay, I hope you're really ready to open up and receive this one, because this seems to be, how shall we say, very prevalent on the planet, this drama and trauma thing going on, and a lot of stress and worry. A lot of a physical body tension, tight muscles and joints not working right and things like that. So we're going to do our best today to bring forward some really wonderful energies that will help you to stay drama-free in your life. Although, there's great learning being stuck in the drama, so that's just a little reminder that it's on one level, it's all good. And on another level, you can begin to be free of that. Okay, what we're going to do is this new way of centering that I am personally practicing. And I'm sure you're going to like it. It'll be probably unique. Uniquely different for most of you. And as always, practice makes perfect. Okay, so let's just let go of the day and let go of the drama and trauma and the stress and the worry and your to-do list and all of that stuff. And can just come into the present moment with the breath. Breathe in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Make your body comfortable, especially your spine. And just gather yourself. Bring the awareness back to here so you can really receive this today. Okay, let's take another deep breath and breathe up into the chest and open the heart. Begin to receive. Take another deep breath into the forehead area and begin to open up the pineal for receiving insights and impressions from deep within. Okay, we're going to take a deep breath into the palms of the hands, making sure your fingers are relaxed. Breathing into the soles of the feet and make sure your toes are relaxed. And then let's release the tension in the jaw and the forehead muscles. Might want to shrug your shoulders. Begin to loosen up the tightness there in the shoulder joints. The way upper back. And then let's just bring the focus to the solar plexus, your stomach area. And connect up with your presence. There. Just breathe in and out. Now, own that chakra. Own it completely. This is my presence. This is my power. This is my center. Okay, now from the solar plexus, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you're going to extend your awareness through the feet and deep into the earth. And we're going to suggest that you tap into one of your favorite crystalline structures, meaning mineral kingdom level. So that your body can begin to resonate more deeply with that particular crystalline structure. We could suggest the spirit quartz crystal cluster. Very beautiful. Light amethyst. Light purple in hue. Okay, and now keeping your awareness with the earth and your solar plexus, you're going to extend your awareness through the crown and way up into the heavens towards the great central sun. So you are connecting your north-south, south-north alignment. We are working with the four directions. So extend it way up until it taps into that resonance of the great central sun. Now keep your awareness at the solar plexus area. So you're bridging now the earth and the heavens. And simply allow that flow to occur. Whatever cosmic flow is happening, just let it happen. Okay, we're going to automatically detach from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. Okay, now you're going to bring your awareness to the left side of your solar plexus area, about arm's length or even out further. Just extend your awareness to the left side. You're going to create a half of a figure eight flow, a Mobius strip symbology, golden figure eight. This will be a half of a figure eight, extending out to the left of your body from the solar plexus. And then bring your awareness to the right side. And again, a half infinity loop. And you're going to connect them eventually, left, right, left, at the solar plexus area. So you want to be aware now of your east-west, west-east alignment. Which is also now intersecting your north-south, south-north alignment. Staying focused within the solar plexus. Breathe. Stabilize. Ready to receive. All right, so as we talk a bit about today's activation, allow yourself to bring up from deep within any and all beliefs, emotions, attitudes, thought forms that are keeping you in some ways connected to the trauma and drama of your family, the world, your friends, workplace, your personal life. Your stories. Just allow them to come up naturally and effortlessly. So, if you are at that point of energetically being tired of having to deal with all of this trauma and drama, the stories, the money issues, lack of relationship issues, your body medical issues, job stress, lack of job stress, metaphysical doubts, the whys, and how can I? All of that. Some of you have hit the wall. You know the wall. Can't go any further, man. Stuck on this side of the wall. Got to get to the other side. You will naturally move into a mindset that you are going to effortlessly rewrite and reframe your mental attitudes and beliefs, which will affect your emotions and your physical body. So somewhere in your deep past are imprints of how you were supposed to be in this world, how you were supposed to act and behave. You remember. We're going to call on the comedy team for a little levity here. And some of this can get a little heavy. And you can use the whole Ho'oponopono process as well, if you know it. Basically, forgiveness. So you want to open up your emotional body. And just let the energies flow more freely through your emotional body. It's going to stir some things up very gently. So you just let everything pass through. Whatever is coming up, just let everything pass through. On the other levels, your soul, your I Am Presence, knows how to rewrite all of this so that you can reframe here on the earth plane your belief system and your outlook on life and yourself. Not much to do here. Just receive and breathe and allow. If you're spacing out and don't hear a thing, that's okay. You'll get it on the replay. Whatever is happening in your solar plexus, let it happen. Same thing with your brain. And whatever you see visually, just allow all of that to pass. Don't attach, hang on to anything. Just let it pass through. It's like watching clouds drift by in the sky. Some of you are needing right now a little bit of help with your nervous system. All right, so just breathe in those frequencies of light and love. That will help your nervous system to calm down so it can reset itself. Reset back to quantum normal. That's your new quantum normal. Not the normal of old. New quantum normal. Like future now. Now, if you have a habit or a pattern of creating harmony through conflict, just breathe and allow. That is the old energy from the old Piscean age. If you have a mindset that you have to struggle in chaos or create chaos in order to learn, then choose another way. So there is a reactive factor in your four lower bodies, your physical, etheric, and your emotional, mental. A reactive pattern that manifests as what we call the monkey mind. So we're going to bless the monkey mind. So we can begin to re-educate it like you would a puppy that has no manners, has to go to training school, obedience classes, in order to learn to behave in public. Okay, same thing with your monkey mind. Now, you want to find those programs, those computer programs that initiate learning and healing through chaos, confusion, drama and trauma, conflict, friction, resistance. And you can ask to be shown where this pattern comes from. Where did this originate in all my many journeys here on the planet? All right, tap into your inner child. Remember how old she is, and we're going to have a conversation with your inner kid on these things that are ready to be reframed and rewritten. This is regarding mindset. So are you going to communicate with your inner kid about its mindset? And what it believes to be true. And you're going to listen. We'll give you about 5 minutes to really tune in and feel in your body what your inner kid is communicating to you. Take a slow deep breath. Now, in the realm of your deep imagination, on those very deep divine levels, spiritual levels, ask your inner child to lie down. There'll be a bed or a mat or some grass that's on the earth. Have your inner child to lie down. And you're going to, your higher spirit is going to do some energy work now on your little kid. And you just have your inner child keep breathing. You can place your hands upon your inner kid anywhere where he or she has experienced trauma of any kind. And then ask your inner kid to just stay with the breath, keep breathing. Your mantra could be, I am a clear and perfect channel for the power of healing and the power of love. If your inner kid has a need to cry, just give them permission. Or to scream, to yell, to laugh. Okay, just let your inner kid be for the moment. We're still going to use your imagination now, and we're going to go to your home. Whether it's a rental home, whether you are buying it, or you have bought it and are paying mortgage. And you're going to send a cleansing ray of light into your home, into the ground beneath your home, into the airspace around your home on your property. However big it might be. You can invoke the violet flame if you want. That's a very powerful cleansing power. You might find entities being released out of your environment. They're going back to the light. Visualize, imagine that powerful cleansing light moving through all rooms in your home, the attic, the basement, the backyard, the front yard, the sides of the home. And then gently spreading into the neighborhood, into the streets, at this point, you're going to ask for divine protection. Keep your auric field nice and strong, surrounding your whole body. Now envision who's ever living in your home that they are receiving, including your pets, they are receiving this cleansing light. Allow it to go deep into your basement, your garage, your attic, into and through all the furniture, all the things in your home. It includes all of your electronics. Allow this cleansing so that your home can be in present time, not stuck in the past energetically with clutter. Clutter that represents your past, your family's past, past marriages, all of that. Includes your cars and any mode of transportation that can include bicycles as well. Cleansing your automobiles of all, any and all old energy. And if used, the energy from past owners. Same thing with your homes. If you bought your home used, we're asking for a cleansing and a release of all of that old energy that is associated with your home. And those of you that might work in what we call sick buildings are going to ask the same thing. Workplace, to bring forth this cleansing as much as that building can allow. Now, those of you that are in some kind of a private practice, have your own company, using your power of imagination, you're going to imagine being energetically free of all your clients and customers, students. No plugins allowed. No taking on their vibration, their problems. Now, as that comes to completion, you're going to receive and invoke. That which represents to you the Christed energies, the energies of oneness, to settle, to be anchored, seated within your home and the area around your home, your automobile, your pets, household, all household members, workplace. Bring it deep within the earth as well. Allow it to go very deep into Gaia. Now we're going to sit together in the vibration, the resonance of a joyful learning process on Earth. Spiritual development through joy and love. So we're going to take some minutes of silence, use the power of the breath, to begin to receive and integrate and embody whatever frequencies come to you into your awareness. Okay, let's go back to your inner child. We're going to check in with your inner child now. If your little one needs a little touch up energetically, go ahead. You want to notice before and after. How is your inner kid doing now? And it's more of a feeling than visuals necessarily. And you want to energetically bring your inner kid up to present time. All the parts of you that are ready to come up into present time. Use the power of the breath. Stay in your center, remembering your north-south alignment, your east-west alignment. So there is a template, an energetic template that's being given to all of you. It represents the template of peace and happiness. Freedom. It is an energetic structure, if you will, that can go as deep as the subatomic layers of your DNA. Atoms, molecules, tachyons, way beyond neutrinos, as deep as you can imagine. Subcellular biology. So this works through your chakra system that connects your body from the other planes, spiritual planes. It'll affect your meridians, your meridian flows, the chakra nadi points, And it will definitely affect your nervous system, your endocrine system, digestive system, and respiratory system. Beginning to bring new air and light into and through the lungs. Take a deep breath up into the lungs. Feeling the power of your new now. I am the breath of life. Feel that. Okay, we're going to imagine, still staying in our imagination. We're going to imagine a situation which normally would bring you chaos and confusion and pain and hurt, high amounts of stress, worry, anxiety, all of it. Imagine the worst case scenario that you could experience either from your future or from your past or from your current situation. And since you are the Voyager now, you're just going to experience what occurs when we bring that memory, if you will, into the forefront. And how are you responding, not reacting, how are you responding to that situation, that person? You've got a new directional alignment. Your guidance system. Whatever you feel going on in your stomach, simply allow it. You are calibrating some new ways of thought. New emotional states and your spiritual experiences. Take a deep breath. We're going to invoke the therapeutic frequency of the golden light, therapeutic levels of the golden light. Bring it all the way through the body, through your chakra system, through your meridians, your nadis, through your emotional body, your mental body, your etheric physical. Breathe it into your home, your workplace, your automobiles. Your pets. If it gets too much for any of your household members, including babies, just tone it down a bit. So watch how this situation is changing in your imagination as we bring in this light. Now, pick another situation, person, place, or thing. Same thing, we're going to invoke that therapeutic level of the golden light. The medicinal level of the golden light. The holistic application to this situation, person, place, or thing. You're remaining completely detached from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your intellect, your pain and emotional bodies. Now, as everything comes to completion, Choose for yourself some new thoughts. Example, I now choose to live in joy. I now choose to see all of my life experiences through the power of joy. I now joyfully choose to remove myself from all struggle and internal conflict. Whatever you invoke, breathe it through the body so the body can experience it. I am now the master of my life. I now choose to be all that I am in the glory of the Infinite One. I now choose to dance upon the earth. I am free from the drama of the earth plane and of the astral plane. Okay, now we're going to refocus back to your physical body here on the earth plane. Come to completion. And simply be aware of where you are in relationship to your body. You're going to feel your solar plexus again. Feel that north, south, east, west alignment. Remember to drink plenty of water today and make sure you're grounded before driving in your car. We suggest that after the call has ended that you sit for another 5 minutes and receive the blessings. Just receive. It's all organized by your soul and your I Am presence. We send our blessings to your Council of Light, your healing team, your guardian angels, your inner child, your pets, to all your family members and ancestors. Remember to do this meditation and give yourself permission, full permission, to use and activate your imagination. Feel the connection between your Ajna center and your heart, and the connection, those connections with your solar plexus, with the connections to the base of your spine, with your crown, with your neck chakra, your sacral center. Be at peace. Until next time, we send our blessings.